This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 27th. God's word for you today is with and for. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 17, verse 4 to 5. And it says, Peter exclaimed, Lord, it's wonderful for us to be here. But even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my dearly loved son, who brings me great joy. Listen to him. For the next few days, we will be focusing on the words that only Jesus could have spoken. These are words to live by. When we have an experience with God like Peter, James, and John had with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, yes, we are to relish it, be grateful for it, and document it. But we have to move on because God does not want us to pitch our tent around experiences. God wants us to pitch our tent on the Word of God. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples heard a voice from heaven say, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. Please read. So, there are a couple of words only Jesus can say. In the Bible, when you hear or read those statements, you are like, only Jesus could have said this. But the truth is, every word that Jesus speaks is a word to live by. So, we have people who want to, desire to, live the best life possible, and it is a good desire. The world desires it. Believers desire it. It is neutral. There is nothing wrong with it. But God is saying to you and I that the best life ever is a life lived with and for Jesus. Our focus scripture for the next few days is John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10. Please read. John 10 began with a conversation Jesus was having with the Pharisees, and he was messing with their minds. I am not sure he set out to do that, but that was what happened. He was saying that they should forget about everything they had experienced up until him. He, Jesus, had come to establish a new order. No one can come to God except through Jesus. Jesus was saying a whole lot about being the shepherd and that he himself is the gate. The Pharisees must have been confused because it ran straight against everything that they believed. John chapter 10 verse 7 says, Therefore, Jesus said again, Let's pause there for a bit. The word again, highlighted in this passage, signifies that Jesus was saying to them, Do not miss this because this is everything. Jesus was saying, I am repeating myself, not necessarily the same words, but the same concept. I am repeating myself. Do not miss this. John chapter 10 verse 7 says, Therefore, Jesus said again, Very truly I tell you. And that also put a different depth of emphasis on it. Jesus said, Verily truly, meaning he is saying it again and repeatedly. Therefore, what is about to come next, what we are about to experience in the days that follow, are words to live by. So, do not miss it. Let us pray. Father, help me soak in and retain all that you have for me this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.